the Savarkas. Let's get more analysis of the situation with a possibly larger view of how this affects the entire Eurozone. Yanis Emmanouis joins us now from the European Policy Centre in Brussels. Good evening to you, sir. Do you see major changes ahead now in how the EU and the European Commission is run in the light of what's been going on?
Good evening. Well, we are in a phase in which we have too many uncertainties, which means that it also, for the European Commission and all other institutions, are in a waiting position, seeing, awaiting what will come out of Athens, whether there will be a transitional government of unity and whether they will be able to stick to their obligations and how things will continue.
So in terms of what happens next, I suppose it's pretty difficult to say because we don't know whether it's all going to continue. However, if it does, surely there has to be a kind of a root and branch change in how things are run and how chains of accountability are established within the European network.
Yes, but this is a very, very difficult issue, how to increase democratic legitimacy, especially in times of crisis. And we see this now. Certain decisions which are taken in Athens obviously affect the rest of the Eurozone. On the other hand, what has been decided in Cannes, what has been what Prime Minister Papandreou was told by Chancellor Merkel and President Sarkozy plays a role in internal national politics. So it's difficult to find a balance between legitimacy on the European and the national level.
There are more questions than answers, sir. Thank you very much indeed. It's a very difficult situation. So Yanis Emmanouis there from the European Policy Centre joining us from Brussels. Thank you, sir, for your analysis. Let's